so that he may be counted, he may be counted as the one that is maintaining the ties with his parents, or being virtuous and kind to his parents after their death. فَقَالَ نَعَمْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ said, yes, الصَّلَاةُ عَلَيْهِمَا, that the person can make dua for his parents. In other words, the doors of dua are not closed. And we know from other hadith that the dua of the child for the parent is accepted. And likewise, the dua of the parent for the child is also accepted. Therefore, it's mentioned that a person has to be very careful, especially with children. Often words come out that end up cursing the child, that we don't realize that might be the time of qabuliyat, and that person saying something, you fool, or you stupid, a person tells the child in anger. So that can be the time of qabuliyat, and that child can really become foolish. So therefore, rather than saying that, say that, don't be foolish, don't act like a stupid, or don't do something that is incorrect. So the parents should be very careful of the words, because the dua of the parents is accepted for the child. So likewise, now when the parents have passed away, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying the first thing that this child can do is he can make dua for his parents. The next thing Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions, wal istighfaru lahuma, he can ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive his parents. So he implores Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that forgive my parents whatever shortcomings they have done. In another dua in the ayat of the Quran, it comes, Rabbi rahamhuma kama rabbayani saghira. The person can also make these words. He can say, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, have mercy on my parents like they have had mercy on me. When the child would cry in the middle of the night, the child's nappy needed to be changed, the child needed a bath, the child was not well. So the parents would lose sleep over these things. So like that, that raham that parents showed for the child, now the child is making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah, have mercy on my parents just like how they had mercy on me when I was young. So the next thing that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told this person that asked the question, وَإِنْفَاذُ عَهْدِهِمَا مِنْ بَعْدِهِمَا, that you fulfill their promises, their covenants, their bequests. After they had passed away, they would have made some bequests, some promises to certain people, whatever it is. See how you can fulfill these promises, these bequests, these requests. وَصِلَةُ الرَّحِمِ الَّتِي لَا تُوصَلُ إِلَّا بِهِمَا, and that you maintain family ties. Which type of family ties? لَا تُوصَلُ إِلَّا بِهِمَا, that cannot be maintained except through them. We gave one explanation that where the father gets married again. Now that family, generally people don't want to know the second wife's family. They're already upset, why did he get married again? So now that family can only be maintained because of them. This family ties only have come about because of their father's union with that other wife. So here the hadith is imploring us that we should be good to that family also. One explanation. Another explanation, Allah Ma'quli is saying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have created us without parents. He didn't need to make it such that we were created with parents. He could have created us if he wanted directly from the ground, soil, or however else he wanted to create us. But just to give us that opportunity that we can maintain family ties and get the reward and enter Jannah, by maintaining family ties, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such that He had given us these parents. So therefore this hadith is saying, لَا تُوصَلُ إِلَّا بِهِمَا, that ties only came about because of these parents. Now we've got these parents, so therefore we've got those families. Then the last part, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَإِكْرَامُ صَدِيقِهِمَا, a person is kind and he shows kindness to the friends of his parents. So now the parents have passed away, but their friends are still around, their family is still around. We did the other hadith day before yesterday. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, he met the son of his father's friends. He didn't meet his father's friend, but he met his father's friend's son. And how he treated him, he gave him his donkey and wrote. He took out his turban and gave him his turban also, just to honor him because he was the son of his father's friend. Today's hadith in Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, qalat, مَا غِرْتُ عَلَىٰ أَحْدٍ مِّن نِسَاءِ النَّبِي صلى الله عليه وسلم مَا غِرْتُ عَلَىٰ خَدِيجَةَ رَدِيَاللَّهُ عَنْهَا. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says that I was not envious of any of the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of the other wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like how I was envious of Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. وَمَا رَأَيْتُهَا قَطُّ, and she said that I hadn't seen her at all. In my life I hadn't seen her. Well, two meanings. One is, possibly it could have meant that she was not married to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he was married to Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, one explanation. Or the other explanation was that she was at a very, very young age when Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha had passed away. So therefore she's saying, I hadn't seen her at all. وَلَكِنْ كَانَ يُكْثِرُ ذِكْرَهَا, but Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would mention her so often. One lesson we learn from today's hadith is the lesson of appreciation. Sometimes the person who gets appreciated the least is the man's wife. all the effort she does, the work she does, but that gets overlooked. What other people do for the person, he shows that type of appreciation, and he's careful, and he shows and he mentions those words of kindness, but the wife, it gets overlooked. But look at the action of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This was his wife through difficult times. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam married her while she was 15 years elder than him. And that marriage was for about 24 years, and then she passed away. And yet Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, many years afterwards, he would still mention, as Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala is saying, that he would continuously, he would mention her very often. وَرُبَمَا ذَبَّحَ الشَّاتِ, and sometimes he would slaughter a sheep. ثُمَّ يَقْطَعُهَا أَعْضَاء, then he would cut it into pieces. ثُمَّ بَعَثَهَا فِي صَدَائِقِ خَدِيجَ radiallahu ta'ala anha, then he would take those pieces and he would distribute it amongst the friends of Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, in appreciation of that union that he had with Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. فَرُبَّمَا قُلْتُ لَهُ, and sometimes Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha is saying that I would tell Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, كَأَلَّمْ يَكُنْ فِي الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا خَدِيجَ, it is as though that there is nobody else for you in this dunya except Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. فَيَقُولُ إِنَّمَا كَانَتْ وَكَانَتْ وَكَانَ لِي مِنْهَا وَلَدْ, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would go on and he'd praise her, that what a wife she was, what a woman she was. In another hadith it comes that Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha mentions to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hasn't Allah Pak replaced you with something better? In other words, now she had passed away, Allah Pak had given you something better. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned to her that when everyone disbelieved in me, Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha believed in me. And when everyone abandoned me, everyone moved away from me, Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha stood by me. And when everyone else, they forsake me as far as their wealth is concerned, they held back their wealth on spending on me, Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha spent on me. In other words, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was showing that level of appreciation. So this is a lesson for us all, how much appreciation we need to show towards our families. وفي رواية, in another riwayat it comes, وَإِنْ كَانَ لَيَذْبَحُ الشَّاءِ فَيُهْدِي فِي خَلَائِلِهَا مِنْهَا مَا يَسَعُهُنَّ, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would slaughter this sheep and then he would send sufficient amounts to the friends of Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. وفي رواية, كان إذا ذبح الشاة يقول أرسلوا بها إلى أصدقاء خديجة, then he would slaughter the sheep and then he would say, send this pieces to the family and the friends, sorry, not the family, the friends of Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. وفي رواية قالت استأذنت هالة بنت خويلد أخت خديجة radiallahu ta'ala anha على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فعرف استئذان خديجة. On one occasion, the sister of Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, her name was Hala bint Khuwaylid. She was the sister of Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. So once Hala radiallahu ta'ala anha came and she asked permission to come see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So from her voice, obviously she sounded very close to Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala, in her manner, in her style, that the way she asked for permission, may I come and see you, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So his mind went to Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, and فَرْتَاحَ لِذَلِكَ, and he, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he obviously felt that remorse and that sadness in his heart. He was taken back by the thought of Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. فَقَالَ أَلَّهُمَّ هَالَةُ بِنْتِ خُوَيْلِدْ, he said, oh Allah, that this has to be the sister. In other words, this has to be Hala bint Khuwaylid radiallahu ta'ala anha, the sister of Khadija radiallahu ta'ala. So appreciative he was of his wife, that even that style and that way and that voice of the sister of Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha reminded him of his wife. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all tawfiq to take these lessons from hadith, that despite him being the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and having so many other commitments, that he took out that time to appreciate that kindness that his wife Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha had showed him. So that's a lesson for us also, that sometimes we also need to take out the time and show that appreciation to those people that are close to us, those people that have showed favors to us, those people that have showed some kind of ihsan upon us, our ustads, our parents, our family members, etc., and their friends. Sometimes take a little bit of time and show some appreciation. This is also from the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah Pak give us all tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi subhanak Allahumma wa bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhan rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al mursalin. Alhamdulillah.